Today is Sunday, the 26th of July, 2026. We are thankful for your presence this morning. Our team for the day is Minister Gatewood and Sarah, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the Minute with the Master is taken from the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 32nd verse. It's the New International Version, and it reads, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." One of the hardest things to do is to be kind and forgiving to people when they have done you wrong. When someone mistreats you, the normal response is to get back at them, to hurt them like they've hurt you, to give them the silent treatment, or just do something to teach them a lesson. That's what is considered normal. That's how most people live their lives. The Bible tells us as Christians to be different. We're challenged to not get back at someone, but to forgive them, just like God forgave us. Doing this isn't easy, but it's what's right. We can do it because God forgave us. We didn't deserve God's forgiveness, yet he gave it to us anyway. This doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with someone that hurt you or wasn't kind to you. Forgiveness isn't saying that what they did or how they treated you was right. Forgiveness is letting the love of Jesus shine through you even when it's hard. So challenge yourself today to choose to be kind and forgive others. Holding on to unforgiveness will eat away at your peace and your joy. You have to let it go. Determined to forgive those around you who have hurt you, choose to not get back or get even with them, but to simply love them. Ask God for his help. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follow. For Bree, Zach, and all those in need of salvation, we pray for God. We pray for God's Holy Spirit to rest upon their heart, changing them into a new creature in Christ. For Kiki and her children, we beseech God to guide her in her day-to-day decisions. Give her a deeper knowledge of God's peace and provide spiritual growth for her and her children. For Sonia, we pray for God to mature her thinking and guide her decisions. We also pray for her to be delivered from dependence on drugs. For Angelise, we ask for divine guidance and for an extra dose of insight as she navigates each day. For those whose medical treatment is no longer effective, we petition God to grant intellect to the doctors and lead them to a treatment plan that works. We ask for health, hope, and strength to be restored. For young adults preparing to leave home for college or the military, we pray God shows favor toward them so all their needs will be met. We also pray for self-discipline, for morals to be upheld, and for God to keep them safe. For school-aged children and their parents, may the Lord shield them as they prepare to go back to school. We pray for the Lord's favor in getting school supplies and school clothes. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray you consult God as your counselor in every decision you make today, and for God to give you clear guidance and insight that is beyond your understanding. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an interracial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for the president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed Sunday.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today to say thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for brand new mercy. We thank you for allowing our golden moments to last a little while longer. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind with a portion of our health and strength. We thank you for being our ultimate provider. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for thus far, God, you have bought us and you have kept us. We thank you. God, we don't ask for much. We just want to say thank you. Just for you being God all by yourself, God, we just want to say thank you. For keeping us, God, when we couldn't even keep ourselves, God, we just come today to say thank you. Every way you made, God, every door you got, every door you opened, God, we just come today to say thank you. For miracle signs and wonders, God, we come today to say thank you. When the doctors walked out, God, you stepped in, God, we come today to say thank you. Through the storm, through the rain, through heartache and pain, God, you was there. We come today to say thank you. He was there, and he's still there to mend the heart, the broken heart, to ease the pain, to wipe away the tears, to keep the spirit calm. Come to tell you, he'll be there. Through it all, he'll still be there. God is good. I will thank you in my spirit every day. I do. I don't know your story. You don't know my story. But all by the grace of God today, we made it. We may have heartaches and pains today. We made it. We may have a little struggle along the way. We still made it. God is good. Keep your head up. Know who you belong to. Live your life every day for God. Don't be ashamed to praise this name. Let your light shine that others will see God in you and want to glorify the same God that you glorify. What's the special about this man and this woman? It's the God in me that loves the God in you. Let him see your light shine. God is good. He belongs to us. And we belong to him, our children, our family. We all belong to God. God got something in store for us. And all we got to do is wait patiently on it. Your blessing is on the way. You keep on praying. You keep on fasting. And you keep on believing. It's on the way. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't bend. Don't break. I come to tell you today, it's on the way. God said it. I believe it. You can't rush God, but he's worth waiting on. Wait on him. I come to tell you he'll show up. Wait on him. I come to tell you he'll show out. Wait on him. I come to tell you he'll be there. All you gotta do is wait on God. With a smile on your face. with a smile on your face, knowing that it's already done. Victory. Victory. We got victory. We got victory. So we can hold our head up. We can square our shoulders. God is good. And God, I come today to say thank you. I pray for those who are going away to college, school, those who are looking for jobs. God got a job with your name on it. Just wait on him. I come to tell you. But in due time, he'll send a ram in the bush just to be there. I come to tell you he'll do it. I seen it done before. God will do it. I trust God. I trust God. There's no doubt in my mind. I trust God. So when the devil try to mess with your mind, you say those words. There's no doubt in my mind. I trust God. I believe it. Although I have not yet seen it, I believe it. I trust God. I trust God. No matter how it may look, or what the sickness may be, there's no doubt in my mind. I trust God. Gotta speak those words over yourself. You gotta trust God. When things is not going in your favor, you still gotta trust God. Knowing that it's on the way, he could work it out in your favor. Don't know when, but it's on the way. God is good. And God, I pray for every prayer petition, those who have not yet submitted. I pray. I pray. Thank you, God, for Sunday morning. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I pray. Forgive all. Because God forgave us for some things we've done. And we might be still doing it. And yet still, God is a forgiven God. He let go. Let it go. Don't hold on to anything, no grudge, no hate, retaliation. Let it go. Live your life for God with a smile on your face. Don't allow nothing nor no one to hinder you nor distract you from doing the will nor doing the works of God. Don't allow it. Let God have his way in you. Let God use you in a miraculous way, ways you can never imagine. Let him use you. Clear your thoughts, clear your mind. Let it go. You serve God and follow God for the rest of your life. That's my vow to God. It's forever. It's forever. And God, I continue to pray for everyone on this call this morning. Today is a good day just to have a good day. Laugh every day. Smile every day. You can be going through the storm. But if you smile, that will confuse the enemy and everybody around you. Just smile, knowing that it's on the way. Love yourself. Love anybody. Hug yourself every day and say, I love me some me. I love me some me. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept our continual God to use us. Continual God to mold us. Continual God to shape us. Continual God to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher than you, oh God. We're not going to look for glory and enough praises because it all belongs to you, oh God. And it's in Jesus' name today I do. And I pray, amen. And amen, today I do pray, amen.
Amen. Thank God, and thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.